Recorded Books presents Panda at the Door by Sarah Horn, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Some Unbearable News.
I love to laugh. Ha ha ha.
Pudding hummed to herself after another practically perfect day as the star attraction of Edinburgh Zoo. It might not have been obvious to anyone passing that a panda could be an entertainer, but if you stopped and watched, you'd soon agree that Pudding was spectacular at making children smile.
All day long, she sang,
as she waved goodbye to the people who had come to see her. She carried on blowing kisses long after the crowds had disappeared.
Come back tomorrow, she called into the chilly evening air. It's been lovely having you.
When it was clear that she was all alone again, Pudding went back into her pen. She sat down with a sigh and turned to her favourite end-of-day pastime, watching the Mary Poppins DVD that her keeper, Gerald, had given her when she had first arrived at Edinburgh Zoo as a young cub. He had thought it would make her feel less lonely, and it had. For a while, Pudding adored Mary Poppins. She adored Gerald as well, of course. Both of them, in their different ways, had taught her so much about life. One had taught her how to be polite and cheerful at all times, and the other had taught her how to be a star attraction. One had a magic umbrella, and the other had a ginger moustache. No prizes for guessing which was which. But neither of them could take the place of a real family. Pudding sighed again as she watched Mary Poppins fly through the sky with her magic umbrella.
One day, she whispered sadly, if I practice hard enough, maybe I will be able to fly away like you, Mary Poppins, and find a family to live with. A family who needs me. Beep. Pudding knew that beeping meant bamboo. And sure enough, right on time, here was Gerald with her tea. Hello, Gerald, Pudding called out. Hasn't it been a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day?
Mm-hmm,
the keeper grunted as he unlocked the panda's pen, struggling under the weight of armfuls of glossy green bamboo shoots. A panda could eat almost her body weight in leaves every day, so this was something Gerald did often.
Let me help you with those.
Pudding took the bundles from him. Gerald mopped his brow.
Thanks, Hen, he said. Ugh, I'm absolutely knackered. My flamingos have been giving me the runaround today.
Poor you. What naughty birds, said Pudding. Why don't you sit down and have a rest?
Rest? Gerald grumbled. If I sit down, Hen, I'll ne'er get up again. I'm no getting any younger. 83 next birthday.
That is very old, Pudding nodded.
Thank you very much.
Gerald pretended to be offended.
But I'd better no let the bosses see me sitting down on the job. They're muttering about moving me on as it is.
Pudding chewed thoughtfully on an especially delicious shoot.
I suppose I'm not getting any younger either, she said.
She had no idea how old she really was. All she knew was that she had arrived in a crate a long time ago.
Does anyone ever actually get any younger?
She asked, more to herself than to Gerald.
If that really did happen, I'd be a wee cub and you'd be nothing but a tiny baby.
She giggled at the thought and chewed some more bamboo.
I hope the zoo aren't thinking of moving me on. Unless...
The stalk fell from her mouth as she was struck by a sudden idea.
Unless it's to care for a family. I should so love to be a nanny with a bag, a hat and an umbrella, just like Mary Poppins. Do you think I'll ever get the chance?
Eh? Gerald wheezed. A nanny? Who's ever heard of a nanny panda? A nanny goat, maybe.
He gave a gruff sort of laugh.
Your head's full of mints, wee lassie.
Gerald reached over and tickled her behind the ears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?